Hey, what's going on, Deeps? Is this your man, Big B? Check it. I know you guys heard us talk time and time again about tweaked audio. Look, guys, we don't do this for our health. If you want to listen to the show in its clarity, in its original form, you got to listen on quality equipment. Do yourselves a favor. Go over to the good people at Tweaked Audio. Get yourself some dope headphones. Putting in the code IDS will allow you 33% off your entire purchase, free shipping, and a lifetime guarantee. Listen, if you are listening to the show, Doc say some crazy ass shit to just make you rip your headphones off and stomp on them, put them back in the bag, send them back to Tweaked Audio. They will send you another pair. No questions asked. Promise you, people. Check them out. Tweaked Audio. Do it, bitches.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
Listen, do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky. From now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And from
now on, yeah.
Welcome back to IDS, people. I am your man, Big B. I'm so glad you're able to join us today on this ride, on this epic adventure, on this winding road that we call podcast life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, before we even get into the show, man, I want to give a big shout out to all of our new listeners in Chi-Rack, Chi-Town.
Hey, hey.
They like doing it big over there, man. They are making noise over in Chicago. So, Chicago listeners, I need y'all. I need to connect with some of y'all people. Let me know who you are. Okay?
Holla.
I need to connect. I need you guys to hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com. Spelled out INDEEPSHOW at yahoo.com. Just send us a hello. Send us a shout out. Let us know what part of town you in. So we can, get you popping. But let me go ahead and introduce my crew, since they are chomping at the bit to get on the mic. First and foremost, we have, ladies first, the Thug Princess, Drew Baby.
That almost don't sound right. Ladies first and then Thug Princess. Either way, I'm here. Hey,
they,
y'all.
They know you. They love you.
Man, I know.
You got shit.
We but also have Mark the Doc Wally.
Hey, y'all. Y'all know I'm here doing it. Ready to rock. Chi-Town. Holla.
And making one of his rare appearances with the crew, he was able to put his easy pass up for a minute and stop in and say hi to us. We have one only.
Oh, yes.
The 15WA.
The tour don't stop. I won't be going through Chicago, though.
Yeah, we know. I forgot wanted posters.
Right, right.
We don't need any PJs here, okay? Frick and frat. No PJs.
PJs.
Private jokes.
No, no, no. No problem, no, Joe. Okay. That was as straight as it could be. He's not welcomed.
On the south side.
On the south side of Chicago. It's just not.
Go anywhere else. What I can't done, go to the south side.
What you done?
During the break, because I need to hear this too.
Did you say what or who?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that. Yeah, okay. I see. Okay. Mm.
So how was everybody's weekend?
Mine was good, man. I ain't do nothing. I did cut my grass. I gave Buddy's a little haircut and bath. So he's dirty all over again. Yeah, man. Every time I give him a bath and cut his hair, it started raining. Then he just run his little ass right on out there. I tell you, what you gonna do though? Hey, it'll be dirty for another month. Nah, I might hit him a little more frequently now. Summertime.
Wow.
Yeah. I might, perhaps. That's my little man. You know what? He cool as shit when ain't nobody in the house. It's just me and him. Me and him like this.
Mm-hmm.
Tight. Mm-hmm. Tight like that. I go to the bathroom, he right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm iron clothes, he right there.
Mm-hmm.
I go upstairs, he right there. As soon as the girls get home, shit, he be looking at me like,
"Who the fuck is you?"
I got on though. You, I be like,
"All
right."
Shit, he done got off on you all day. He right there.
Yeah, how about that? How about that?
Just shrivel up dick all day and shit while you going to the bathroom.
My dick ain't shriveled, man. Nice. We got a couple rings.
Grotesque.
Couple rings. But it's all right, though. We got a couple of pleats.
I had a good weekend.
What?
Since we're talking about penis.
Shit. Ooh, penis. I got to show y'all one, too.
My penis changed colors.
Well, all right.
No, not that I just noticed it, but I was reminded of it recently. Cause it's like when it, you know, when he on stand down status, you know, he a little shade darker. But when he wake up, he turn a little bit light skinner.
Okay.
Well, all right.
I'm just saying,
thanks for sharing.
You wanna see?
On to the diagnosis.
1-5.
Hold on real quick. Woo. Speaking of penises.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Oh, yeah. God. I'm about to show you guys. Of course, the listeners cannot see this, but
only if they tune in on News Channel 8.
So, look. I was eating cherries today, right? And no, I was eating cherries today, right? And I picked up a cherry that just didn't look right to me. That's funny. Right?
I wanted to eat a cherry.
So, if you look at that, speaking of light to dark, dark to light, it was something on it that was shaped like a penis. And it looked like a penis with balls, like it was sitting, it was coming up out. It just looked terrible. Doesn't it look like a penis?
Wow, it
went blank. Let me open it back up for you and we blow it up. It looks like a damn penis.
How far did you have it? How far did you have it away from your
mouth? No, it was too small. So I had to look at it from a distance. You know, because I can't up close. That's too much.
Okay. Yeah,
but doesn't it look like a penis?
Mm-hmm.
With balls? Like somebody sculpted that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, go ahead. I digress. Carry on.
Well, all right.
I had a good weekend. Chillaxed with the kid this weekend. Trying to teach him how to get in shape. And then I said, let's go get a burger. And he said, ain't we supposed to be practicing how to be in shape?
Nah.
I said, damn. Really?
Good job. Right.
Nevertheless, it did not stop him from ordering the burger or the 4 cups of ranch.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Who got the best burgers in town these days?
I like Bobby Flay's. Okay. Burger Palace.
Okay.
College Park.
I'm a simplistic dude.
Arundel Mills.
I just don't think anybody's beating Five Guys in terms of just a straight burger. No fancy bullshit.
Gotcha.
Just a straight burger. I don't think anybody beating Five Guys right now.
I don't know. Because Fuddruckers?
Yeah.
Man, Fuddruckers. I like
Fuddruckers. I ran through that shit too much. It's... Mm-mm. Can't do it.
And it's a joint downtown. Oh my god. What's that place? Where the movie theater is. It starts with a C. By the Verizon Center. It's a little fancy restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
McCormick and Smith's?
Nah. Might be Charlie's or something like
that. Oh, oh, oh. I know what you're talking about.
Man, they got a fucking hell of a burger in there, too.
Cool, man. Great.
Clyde's.
Clyde's, there you go.
Mm-hmm. What you do this weekend, Big Pen?
I ain't really do shit, man. Just chill. Me and the 1-5 took a little tour of the city and the outer skirts of the city.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. All right. I ain't really do stuff. Lay low this weekend, man. Work and lay low.
Well, there you go.
You know, I must really feel like I'm a boy sometimes because I be really feeling jealous when they be hanging together. I don't know why. I be feeling like I supposed to be there. Like I supposed to be the third wheel.
Maybe you're on lockdown.
I am. And we do shit during the weekend. Or I just be chilling like super duper hard. I ain't been really feeling myself lately. So, you know.
Why don't you get on out this weekend, get some sun, come on up to the harbor on Sunday.
Sunday, I think I'll be cooking out.
They got the late night movie popping off.
Oh, yeah.
This week they had the Brave or Brave.
I guess I gotta catch the lineup. Yeah,
people been
afterwards. They had 300.
It's almost no reason for me to be down. I like 300 though.
No, this was the live action.
Oh no!
Yes. You didn't see my Facebook though.
I deactivated.
I second the motion on our man Mr. Moody. If y'all didn't hear the 2014 or 2015 Summertime Hood Rules, and one of the rules is no gladiator sandals.
For women? Or men?
Period. Especially women. No gladiator sandals. And like Moody says, death to gladiator sandals.
I be trying to figure out what that ending noise is. It be coming off real strong, like yeah, and then
got vaporized.
Yeah, Star Wars. Oh, Men in Black ass shit. Like,
yeah, that it got real out there yesterday.
Oh yeah,
people watching is just so fun.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, yeah. You people watching is yeah.
It's a sport. Like you really got to have an eye for right. Some of the stuff.
Especially if you're in the right spot. Yep. All day long.
It's almost no need for me to go down to the harbor anymore because Pinkberry is on. Like that was my only reason for going to the harbor.
Pinkberry?
Yeah, it's the yogurt.
I think they're closing yogurt. All of them because they closed the one across the street from the club.
Too. They closed all of them because the scoop is, I found this out about a month or so ago.
No pun intended.
Yeah, he did it good. The scoop is that the guy went to Greece. He filed for bankruptcy. Employees went to work and was like, oh, we have no job no more per the sign on the door.
Wow.
And he did some old bankruptcy shit.
Oh, he did some all of our Arrington shit.
Exactly. And that's the first thing I thought of when that happened. I found out that happened. But they're saying that they're supposed to be reopening the one in Georgetown or something like that. So I'm looking forward to that because I love Pinkberry. Like, I swear by Pinkberry. Jahai was like, my daughter, she was like, it's no need for us to go down to the hall no more, mommy, because Pinkberry is not there no more. And I was like, you right, baby. High five.
That's the same one this one was crying about yesterday. Because Cake Love is gone. Well, Cake of Love, as the Philadelphiaites say it. But Cake Love is also gone.
Oh, why?
Close down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, the one that was one at the harbor, right?
Uh-huh. I wanted that
red
velvet.
Why was it there? Do you know? Why was it there?
Why was it there?
Yeah, was it doing any business? Because I've heard of Cake Love, but it was just like years ago.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they were the first one on the scenes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were the first ones on scenes with the real gourmet cupcakes like that.
Oh.
In terms of notoriety.
Were they black owned?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, I thought so.
And then Georgetown came in and made noise.
Uh huh. Did their research. Probably had a couple secret shoppers.
Right. Right.
Somebody on the inside in there. Was like, yeah, let's perfect this.
Niggas ain't gonna last long around me.
I digress. You know, I get in trouble for speaking.
Fuck all that, Drew. Do your thing. You be you.
With that being said, y'all,
that's why we love you.
I love that red velvet though.
Thank you. With that being said, let's start the show.
Girl, ooh, you look fine. I wanna do ya. I get dizzy. You keep my body busy. Every time I get near ya, I want to act like a grizzly bear. You got long hair. You play hard to get, but Africa does not care, because there's plenty of fishes out there in the sea. And I can find another if you don't want to be with me. You say you have a boyfriend, but like you said, he is a boy. I am the real thing and he is just a toy. Something that you pick up, play with, and put down. But girl, you can have me all year round. Don't want to get you upset, I just want to get to you. Cuddle up close and let you know I want to do. I'm gonna do you, I'm gonna do you, I'm gonna do you, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now my name is Mike G. No need to act stupid. You fell in love, you got shot by Cupid. You haunt me and taunt me because my name is worth money. I give you some love and now you seem to act funny. Was it you got blessed? All for one simple kiss so that you could not resist. When I threw you the gift, let's do this. Not just to say we did it, cause I'm committed.
Girl, he's committed
to do you. You had me pictured as the man of your dreams. But everything good ain't as good as it seems. I might love you and leave you or tease you, then please you. But girl, you're just too good for me to try to squeeze you. The first day I met you, I felt as though I knew. That's why I told you up front that I was gonna do ya.
I'm gonna do ya, I'm gonna do ya, I'm gonna do ya, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jungle Brother, face you like a man, treat you like a baby, hold you by the hand. I give you a yard, you try to take a mile. You're grinning in my face, calling me your pal. My brother's coming up to me, singing, yo, he ain't true blue. Africa, Africa, he's biting off of you. He's trying to get over, so watch your back. I say no problem, homeboy, cause I got it like that. So if you really wanna know who's doing who, you can tell your whole tribe that I'll be doing you.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
red alert,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
red
alert, whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
Tony D.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Tony
whoa,
D.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oz.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Word, Uncle Tom.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Not Aunt Jemima.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Word,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Beefy is gonna do ya.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can flip, knock that little man out the boat, and you get to shake him and shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Will you please lose that soundbite, man? Can you do that for me, please? Thank you. Hey, y'all. Let it go, Drew. Let it go. Word on the street is, okay, y'all know all the protesters in Baltimore and in Ferguson, like a lot of the people that got locked up. Word on the street is Jay-Z bailed a lot of them out. Now, that's just word on the street now.
Jay-Z and Bay.
And Bay. Okay, okay.
Anyway. You know it's their money now.
Yeah, right. How about that? How about that? So whatever he do, they do. But that's cool. I didn't know that, man. And the Carters are also known for donating money to the infrastructure of the Black Lives Matter movement. Okay. So that's pretty cool, man. But I don't know if they bailed out all of them. I don't know. Maybe they did.
I wonder if they did it like Sugar did on Harlem Nights.
Okay.
That was smooth.
Wasn't it though? Sorry for the inconvenience with the limos and shit. Yeah, that did. That'd have been cool. Shit. Hey, yeah, I got this story now. I want y'all to check this out. This woman, her name is Shantae Gilman, a mother of three, okay? She's going to serve 9 months in jail, okay? And she will also be on a natural, I mean, what you call it when you're a sex offender?
National registry
or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, check this out.
National?
Nationally?
That's what I said, national.
I don't know, he said natural.
Oh. Well, y'all just can't wait. I'm just saying, you can just give us so much. Anyway, my man now, they didn't say his name because...
The natural sex offender list. That's when he's just humping oranges and shit.
That's when you're supposed to play the sound bite.
All organic and shit. I'm sorry.
Right.
All free range animals and shit. He's just getting all in.
Okay.
My bad.
Then I go ahead and do your thing. Get yourself off. All right. Now, my man, he didn't want to be named in the, thing, in the case or whatever. But they're going to call him M.O., okay? That's what they call him on.
I bet. M.O.
Now, he's 32-year-old.
Go ahead.
He's a 32-year-old guy. Now, what happened was they were at a party, okay? Now, he didn't know this lady from Adam, okay? Miss Gilliams. Miss Gilman's.
Oh, it's not even no in it.
Gilman's. That's my right. I was speeding. Okay. Anyway, yeah. They was at this party. Right?
Believe
me. Okay. So apparently, you know, everybody was leaving and everything. So my man went home and he fell asleep. He had a long day at work, right? Mm. So around 2 o'clock in the morning.
Put that long D in it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You heard the story?
No.
Okay. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, the broad broke into his apartment.
Mm.
Yeah. And he woke up. He said when he woke up, his penis was erect. Mm. And it was inside Miss Gilliam. Okay. Miss Gilman. I don't want to say Gilman.
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them. Yeah. But she was 240 pounds.
God.
So he didn't feel that?
Apparently he didn't. He said he had a real long, hard day. Man. So he was sleeping real hard. And his thing was hard.
Literally.
Right. I remember when I was 240. Yeah.
Good. But yeah, when he woke up, he was inside of her. She was on top of him. And she had his hands, you know, like over his head, like, you know, where he couldn't, you know. But my man say he managed to get out from under her.
Yeah, I think he can.
You know, but you know what's the funny part is I saw a picture of her, a headshot. When I first saw the picture, I was like,
she one of them.
She was cute.
But her face looked small, so like the rest of her body was small.
But still though, just because she cute, you don't know this broad.
Right, exactly.
She could have been given some.
She could have that big pack with her.
Mm-hmm. Don't say the big pack.
Mm-hmm. The big pack.
All right. Well, she was big and she was packing. But anyway.
Talk about them three letters.
She was slapping.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That monkey.
Okay. That monkey. Anyway, this bra has a history of, not doing that. But breaking and entering, and well, I guess you can.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Bipolar disorder,
broken in,
and psychosis. Okay, so apparently, man, something wrong with the bride.
That motherfucker, a computer target in sight. God damn.
Yeah, but y'all should check. You should check a picture out though. Okay, you know my
What's
man.
What's her name? Shantae Gilliam.
Well, Gilman.
God damn it.
And where was this at?
It's Shantae Gilman.
In California?
Just Google Shantae Moore.
Yeah, she is.
One of the two.
Right. Okay, y'all know last week the dude that took a shot at, what's his name? George Zimmerman? His name was Matthew Apperson. Okay. Well, he turned himself in Friday. Okay. And the judge, you know, set a $35,000 bail. And my man went on and made it, and, you know, he got out and everything. But the judge told him he couldn't go nowhere near Mr. Zimmerman. He didn't really say how many feet or whatever. But he said, if you come into a store and you see Mr. Zimmerman in there, leave. You know what I'm saying?
Man, this dude keep getting a lot of passes, man.
You noticed like, that, too? What the hell? I don't know. You know, from what I hear, his father is a judge, an ex-judge, or some shit like that. I don't know how true it is. That's the word on. That's the word on.
Still, like, I mean, good God.
Reported news.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, after the fact, they went inside my man's car and they got a 40 caliber gun out there, 357 revolver. Sheesh. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But they also found a gun in Mr. Zimmerman's vehicle, too. But they didn't really say what it was. But my man, after they released him, he had like 36 hours to turn in any guns or whatever he had.
George got to keep his, huh?
I don't know whether he got to keep it, but they took it at the time. You know.
That's crazy.
Somebody gonna get
you. You know, I honestly thought, you know, I don't wish violence on anybody.
Except for George Zimmerman.
But I honestly thought, like, for once, like, drug dealers or somebody would, like, just pool their money for whoever takes Zimmerman out.
Put a contract out.
So, you know, just something. Make it like a, like, what was that movie? Surviving the Game?
Oh, with Ice-T?
Yeah, make it something like that. Like, whoever get him.
I thought I was the only one in the world that saw that movie, because every time I mention it, people be like, I ain't Surviving the Game. Ain't.
You pointed to me.
That's old school, fool.
Yeah, you saw that, y'all? That was the jump. They don't show the real good movies. I mean, every now and again. And if it does come on cable, it's going to come on once.
All you got to do is watch Super Regular TV, Bounce. I'm quite sure Bounce will have it on. Bounce be having some good shit. But oh, yeah. I mean, some good old shit that you ain't seen that don't get played to death on cable, that type of shit. Bounce be doing
that. Yeah, cause that JD Revenge always come on there, and I always catch it the same part.
Oh yeah,
Cab Rock, Rock, boom, boom. Okay. Like, damn,
what's the matter? You don't like my cunt?
Oh shit!
That man will slick that shit to the side and kick that hook out her own apartment.
Right? Yeah, I remember that.
Shit, hold on, wasn't that her house?
Hey, y'all remember back in February when Warren Sapp got locked up for, you know, having the hookers up in this joint and damn near whipping one of the bras? Cause
the Hall of Famer.
Oh yeah, how about that? They had he damn near whooped one of the bras for, you know, a little conversation they had over the money or whatever. But anyway, check this out. All he has to do is go to class. Now, check this out. Okay, you know what? I'm going to start at number two. He has to go to anger management.
Oh.
That's the second course. Now, maybe, you know, Brian, you might be able to tell me what the hell this other program is. Prostitution Solicitation Diversion Program. What the fuck? What kind of program is that?
Do you gotta divert them from the prostitute?
Right.
Like,
and then you stop me wherever. You met two young ladies in a bar at the hotel. They came back up to your room. They performed a dance for you. You gave them each $300.
No dance.
No dance.
No dance.
Okay. Just straight oral sex?
The one young lady was.
Okay. Do you remember their names that they gave you?
No name.
Okay. And the blowjob was performed with a condom?
Yes, ma'am.
Did the other girl do anything?
No.
Okay. And then at one point you asked for sex, at which she said no, and then you told her to leave?
No.
Okay. So then let's rewind then, because these are like, there's like a million stories, so I'm just trying to get the truth.
That's fine.
There's a lie right there. Blowjob, no with a condom.
Yeah, how man, that defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Right.
Man.
Put that mouth on it.
Oh man, brush your teeth and get on it.
Give me that thoop.
Right, how about that? How about that? And swallow.
That thoop.
Yeah, but that prostitution soliciting diversion program, that's all. I'm going to have to do some research on that. I want to know exactly what goes on in that program.
Probably got a crossing guard, bunch of prostitutes walking across the street, and Warren, they like, Warren that way.
Oh, Warren, okay, that way. Okay. And they come up to him and proposition him, and he's right. Like, no,
I
no,
can't do it.
No, just it. Keep saying it. If you
come
say
up
no,
to my room. No, I can't do it.
Right. Has some undercover prostitutes, but he just outdoing his daily thing, come up to him and try to trap him. And if you say, yeah, he fail. Okay. But
them hoes got to be in the Hall of Fame by now.
Oh man. But anyway, apparently he already passed that program. Okay, he had 160 days to do it. He's already done it. And if he had failed, he would have had to do 30 days in jail.
I still don't get his job back.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Now, he's still working on the anger management thing. But if he doesn't complete that in 30 days, he had to spend 2 years in jail. I mean, I'm sorry, 30 days in jail, 2 years probation.
Now, how do you put that to the test?
Yeah, exactly. He's going to... If it's easy,
somebody kind of come up to him and smack the shit out of him,
and he's supposed to say, "Good job."
No,
brother.
But see, no, say, see, no. If somebody come up to you and smack the shit out, you have every right to defend yourself.
That was a joke.
No, no, but I'm just saying. I'm thinking about tactics. You know, they can possibly, you know, but if somebody get like real close to you without touching you, and you just smell their breath because they like real rah
like
rah
a
rah
drill
in your face, like
or
yeah,
something
like
really
that.
Really try to push your butt,
but
and shit.
Yeah.
Man.
He was on Dancing with the Stars. Like, what the fuck?
Really?
Yeah.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah. A few years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So he's calm.
Cool.
He just wanted some
shit. He had to be calm and on Dancing with the Stars with small shoes.
He just wanted some sloppy toppy.
Oh, yeah.
But see, men, they got to, those, and athletes and stuff, they need to be mindful of the bras that you. Take home.
And these hoes is watching, but he had his woman with him.
Oh, she wanted something too?
No, his woman actually was in the room next door.
Getting some?
And he rented another room.
Wow.
Yeah, because he met them in the lobby at the Super Bowl.
Oh, so she didn't know about
that. She didn't even know.
Oh, ooh.
Oh, so he ran over there real quick. Right. Didn't know. Oh.
Yeah, that dude is crazy.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, no shit. That's stupid.
Poor Capital thing. S. He had low self-esteem.
Anyway, he paid one of the bras, Quine Boyd, $150. And the other bra, Brittany Osborne, she got $1,171.
They
gotta
be fake names.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, that's why the bra mad.
Because the other bra only got
well, for being there, that's the one they allegedly ain't do nothing.
Yeah, that's why she got $150. She ain't do shit.
Top of me and the other girl said, give me a condom. So she ripped it off and started performing oral sex on me. So the other girl was up on top of me and she was just kept talking. I'm like, yo, why don't you use your mouth on me instead of using it?
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, ah. So I'm like, just don't worry about it. Just go. Just move. I said, your girl's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be done with her in a minute and you know, go to the bar. So she's walking out.
Mm-hmm.
So the girl yells to her, don't leave. Just wait in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's fine. You can wait in the bathroom. So mm-hmm. She was giving me.
As long as you can get in your way.
Just out of the way so I can finish with what we're doing. Both you can leave. So I'm videotaping her performing oral sex. So I put the phone down.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so why don't you just let me go hit that, you know, because, you know, we better do this. She's like, oh, you got to give me a tip. I'm sitting there thinking, you just asked for two. Your girl got three.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you both three. She's in the room, ain't touched me. Got $300.
Well, all right.
Damn, I want to be that broad that could just sit there and be like, girl, take your time. How much I'm getting for my time?
How about that?
I said he started crying, too.
He didn't really cry. He was just like...
out of frustration?
Yeah, he was just like, God damn, man. No way. I can't believe this. He ain't crying.
Well, all right.
Warren.
Mm-hmm. You sad.
One thing is, man, you gotta come on, Slim. You got too much on the line. I mean, Slim, you Warren Sapp,
right?
You paying for pussy?
You're like
for
a
real
legend.
All you gotta do is show that Super Bowl ring.
Oh, man.
Super Bowl ring. Put that mustard jacket on, nigga. You
exactly.
Hall of Fame,
right?
Exactly.
Right.
Come on. Matter of fact, there must be a room in the NFL Hall of Fame where you can just go get that done. It's
right.
Like,
after you yell.
show your jacket.
Right.
Come on.
You have your jacket now, Warren. Go in the room. There, right there.
That's crazy as hell.
Gotta be a bunch of bros from back in the day that was trying to get with you when you was.
But see, that's that little, that pride and ego thing that y'all men have. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't look at the bitch that's at the hotel already with you. You with the bitches that checked you out and saw that you was Warren Sapp and you thought that you can do something real quick and get back to the room. That's what the fuck he
Probably wanted to fill a new throat.
Throat. That's crazy. That's crazy as shit.
Well, look like Warren gonna skate on this joint here. You know, he didn't finish one of his programs. He working on the other one. And he's
still unemployed.
Yeah. Yeah. You right about that.
Really, you know what, though? I could do without Warren.
All for some head. And yeah, you pay the bitch just to be there, to be a witness. You pay the witness.
Just not worth it.
There you go.
And he had to pay. He still has to pay restitution to them bras too.
Like, why was the bra sitting on top of you?
My thing is, isn't that police condoning prostitution? Mm. How do you?
Sounds.
I mean, that's just like me going to the cops saying, "Hey, man, I want to buy some crack from him, and he ain't give me some good shit."
Exactly. Right.
What? What you cop ain't gonna go to him talking about? Come on, man, give him the good shit. Stop playing.
Right.
How you gonna pay restitution to a prostitute? That's something's not right about this.
Ooh. Anyway, that concludes my diagnosis, y'all. We got a lot of more coming up. Fresh off 95.
Shit.
I'll take that out.
15. How about that? Stay tuned.
He gets excited.
Right.
After 4 years, he's just.
Don't nobody know his last name.
I was like, Kane.
It's working.
Got the house all to ourselves this whole weekend. What are we going to do?
Well, Selma, I'm going to get out my little black book, volumes 1 through 3, and let my fingers do the walking.
That should be a short stroll.
Okay, Oprah skin free. What's on your agenda?
If you must know, Gerardo Nohara, I'm going on a date.
A date with who?
His name is Shaquem.
Shaquem? Is he one of the Muslim?
Yes, he is. Why?
You don't want to mess with them Muslims.
Why not?
Well, first of all, they don't eat pork. And you know how you like scrapple and your chitlin sandwiches.
Well, he is nice, and he treats me like a queen.
Speaking of queens, you know what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said?
No, what did he say, Honorable Jackass?
He said, the woman must be half your age plus 7, cook and clean, take care of children. All that shit. You ready to do that?
Whatever, Junior. Those are my plans.
All right. I hope you got plans to eat before you go out.
Let me call Shaquem. Shaquem, how are you?
I'm fine, Selma. Are we still on for the night?
We sure are.
Okay, well, I'll see you around 7.
I'll be ready.
Me too.
You so crazy. Bye.
All right, Selma, I'm out of here.
Who you taking out, Junior?
Well, I'm putting Big Booty Judy on duty. I'm out.
Who is it?
It's the prince of your dreams, baby.
Hi, Shaquem.
You look beautiful, Selma.
Thank you, Shaquem.
Didn't you say your parents are out of town for the weekend?
Yes.
Well, why don't we order some food and just stay in and watch a movie?
I don't know.
Come on, Selma. Let's have some fun.
Okay.
Hey, what's all that noise in Selma's room? Hey, what the hell going on in here?
Junior, what are you doing home?
I live here, Miss Kardashian.
It's not what it looks like.
You and Kanye need to pull all y'all clothes back on and get the hell out of here.
What the hell is with all this goddamn noise in here?
Yeah, tell him, Sam.
Gee, you caught me and Shaquem having sex, Daddy.
Yeah, and I bet all the neighbors know their names, too.
Shut up, Junior.
Daddy, where's Mom?
Where's your clothes? And where's whatever his Swahili ass name is?
I'm sorry, sir. My pleasure. I'm Selma's friend.
That's okay, son, because you about to feel some pressure right now.
But wait, sir. There's something I have to tell you, Selma.
What's that, Shaquem?
He used to be a woman.
Oh, shit.
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crackheads stroll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Good times,
good times.
Get out of bed with your broke ass. We won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
Good times.
We men don't get it fucked up.
Good times.
Instagram and job searching.
Good times.
Good Times is brought to you by Tweaked Audio.
Hey y'all. I have a little feedback from I'll tell you who this is later. You'll probably find out. I'm taking Big B's side on this one. It's perfectly normal for a straight dude that's not homophobic to feel that way. To get a massage, we as men look at it as relaxing and intimate healing. Regardless if you're married and or in a relationship, most men prefer to have a woman to touch our body, especially a full body massage. It happens in a gym as well. Some cats take showers right after, but not so many cats are comfortable being naked in front of other men. They're just not at the stage yet. Queen and Drew, you're right as well. Maybe the guy isn't interested, but who knows? I wouldn't want a guy... or rubbing me with a hidden agenda, or knowing he's enjoying the massage just as much as I am. Women may not see it as a problem because the world these days are conditioned to seeing women open towards other women and men accepting it. I myself don't really have an issue. As long as I get what I paid for, I'm good. Best way to avoid a situation like this, I'm guessing he's trying to say that. Oh, I'm sorry. Best way to avoid a situation like so is to make sure you request for a female before you make the appointment. Hashtag keep your hands above my waist. Hashtag I said Jennifer, not Jerry. Hashtag if it's a deadbolt on the door, you in trouble. Hashtag Baylor, where's the happy ending? Happy ending menu, the great. P.S. There is some... Ooh, my phone went out. Yeah, I'm sorry. There is some cats that go overboard with the butt slaps. In basketball, we question them too. Hashtag, I'm not on your team, nigga.
So in case you guys don't remember, that was feedback from last week's question dealing with the gentleman that had an issue with his girlfriend having an issue with him not wanting to get a massage from a person that he deemed to be a homosexual. So, yeah, Bailey, definitely thank you for that.
Well, real quick.
What's up, nephew?
Since when we read the question for 15, so he can weigh in on it. He wasn't here last week.
I always request a woman, so it's no point.
But would you have a problem getting a massage from a man?
Yes.
Why?
Listen, I want a woman touching my body. I mean, listen, when I go to the psychiatrist, I choose a woman. When I go to the doctor, I choose a woman. That's all I'm
saying.
So
if you have that painful pinch or itch or green shit shooting out your penis, you want a woman to check that out? Is that in all honesty?
Yeah.
Even though a man might be more familiar with right. your plumbing.
Right.
Give me a woman.
So you want a woman to check out the fissures or anal fissures or what do you call hemorrhoids, and you want her to want to bend over and tell her doctor it hurts right here and point to the center of your ass hole. It's okay for her to do that. You'll feel comfortable.
Give me a woman.
Okay.
All right.
That's all right.
Let's go back. Let's go on to the next bit of feedback that we got.
Hey, what's up, IDS crew? It's your man, KJ. Welcome to the village. Just heard the show. And I wanted to comment about male masseuse versus female masseuses. I've had them both. And honestly, I prefer to have a male because it's just they have stronger hands. And oddly enough, the male masseuse that I had was actually gay. And not only was he gay, he was a drag queen. But, it didn't bother me none. He wasn't hitting on me or nothing like that. He was just, that's who he was. And it didn't bother me. So I left it at that. He did a great job. I went and saw him a few more times. And that's it, man. It didn't mean much to me. I mean, I understand people feel differently and whatnot, so. I don't judge people for what they want or what they need, but for me, it's not a big deal. If you're gay, you're gay. I'm not gay. There it is. Be professional. Do your job. I leave, and there it is. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Appreciate everything. Neen, appreciate you checking in on us. And, yeah, I'll holler. Go on.
I feel like that. Like, if he's professional, if you're professional, I just feel like I feel like men that feel some kind of way is questioning their weakness when it comes to being around somebody that's gay. I get tired of men feeling like every gay man they encounter possibly may want them. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be around this gay. He a gay. He a gay dude or what have you. It's like all gay men don't fucking want you. They don't find you attractive. They might like the one that do dress in wigs and shit like that and look at you like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it could be anything. As long as that person is being professional or what have you, then it shouldn't be an issue. Because they for real, that dude, your body, like B said, that he has, you know, he has some females' grips aren't strong. They're not really strong. They don't have really strong hands. And he might be the one in there that's bringing all the guys to therapeutically get that tension out or what have you. Something that your body desires, not what you desire. Him not desiring you, it may be what you need. And just because he's gay, and not because he came out to you and said he was gay, but because you think so, because you just assuming, you know what I'm saying, because he may walk with a twitch or what have you. Either way, if he is conducting himself in a professional manner, it should not even be an issue.
At the bottom line, I think it's you know, you're paying for a service. Go with what you're comfortable with. There's no need for you to shell out money for you just to have a miserable situation. If you're that, if it's an issue for you, request a woman. If you find that a woman can't penetrate your muscles the way that you, her hands can't penetrate your muscles the way you need them be, then you got decisions to make in life.
Right. But
one thing I thought about that will maybe ease a lot of guys' tensions about having a masseuse from a male is think about it less from the standpoint of you're getting sort of a massage at a spa or massage parlor, and think about it, especially for some of the guys that are athletes, back when you used to have to deal with trainers and stuff that had to massage out when you got cramps that would not release. You had to get the massage out. You had to get them worked out. Like sometimes, like with a rolling pin, you had to get them joints kneaded out to get your muscle to relax. So maybe thinking about it from that standpoint and less of it as a man-on-man situation, maybe that might ease your comfort levels. I don't know. Bottom line, go with what you feel. And as far as this guy's significant other, you know, maybe you need to, maybe this is a great time for you to sit down with her and think of and start maybe trying to figure out what other things that you guys don't see eye to eye on. You know, if she can't understand you being comfortable, you know, I'm sure there's a lot more about you she doesn't understand. I don't know. No chance, B?
I'm going with what I'm comfortable with, you know what I mean? It ain't. I'm just going with what I'm comfortable with, that's all.
I just wish I could find, and I don't want to sound stereotypical, but just wish I could find one of them. You know how they have the, like, the stereotypical
Hilda.
Swedish lady. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I take one of them.
That those. Work you over. Mm-hmm. Hey, well, if I get one of them. Yeah. You know, but you know what, though? The thing about it is even, like, smaller ladies that hands aren't strong enough.
They use their bodies.
They need to know how to use their bodies. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you got to climb on top of this table mm-hmm. and put your knee in my back or mm-hmm. whatever you got to do to gain that leverage, you know, get it done.
I thought that's what they do, though. Like, especially little smaller Asian ladies. They
had them elbows jump up in on that joint.
They had what? Elbows. Yep. Mm-hmm. Ah. Knees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Had a big toe in it.
Mm-hmm. Feet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
They do all that.
Cool. Thank God for Kayla. Tell me, I'll be like, Kate.
Oh, really? She's heavy enough to...
Oh, yeah, she walks on my back.
Jefferson.
And she takes great instruction. I'd be like, all right, heel. And she'll walk on her heel. And then I'd be like, ball of your feet. And she'll stand on her tippy toes. So she gets it in.
That's hilarious.
She gets it in.
No, let me tell you something real quick. Experience. I witnessed a really good friend, two good friends of mine. They were in my room. One is a male, one is a female. Matter of fact, one of them was on the show. And... he will always ask me to step on his back. I'm like, Slim, I'm too heavy to step on your back. Too heavy, too heavy, too heavy. So my girlfriend, who was probably about, we was probably about the same size. She might be a little bit bigger than me because she's top heavy or what have you. So he got her to walk on her back. When I tell you, when she walked on his back, 2.5 milliseconds later, that nigga was snoring but silently. I left out the room, used the bathroom, and came back, and I thought something was wrong. I was like, bitch, what did you do? I said, what did you do? I kicked him a little bit, and he was up. He was like, what's up? I was like, oh, shit. I thought something was wrong. Wow. He was like, man. Like, and the thing was, he wasn't even sleepy. Mm-hmm. He just wanted somebody to walk with his back. He's like, it was tight, you know. Mm-hmm. Man, it happened in like a minute and a half. It was just like that. She was on my bed watching do something on her phone, and he was out. I'm like, what the fuck did you do? Wow. That was like a little homicide right here.
Right.
But I guess, you know, some people be needing that. Some people be needing that girth, that heavy. Yeah, that, yeah.
Cool. Cool.
My hands... send people to the hospital, though.
Uh-huh.
We've witnessed.
Yeah. B and one of my old
it
co-workers.
It wasn't your hands. It was your arms in an effort to lift me up.
Oh, okay, that was it.
Thank but, you.
Okay, well, boom. Either way, the
ghetto bear. My hug.
I know, right? Well, he has such a dip in his damn seat, but that happened to my coworker too. Right here, he was fucked up. I be trying to put some strength behind it because I know y'all some big, thick motherfuckers.
Keep your
right
hands now in your pockets.
No,
if like they asked for it, they got it. Like yeah, Toyota, huh?
You know, I got strong hands. I have strong womanly hands.
All right,
should be a masseuse.
I thought about it, but I'm too old. It should be cramping up.
Oh, cut that out, man.
It be hurting right here.
Get that
right here in the palm.
Get that warm glove
in the palm. I need somebody to put that warm glove on me. Shit, I got a butcher calm. I want to get a lot of things done, guys. I want to get a vaginal steaming.
Ooh, yes. All right, man.
I want to get a vaginal steaming.
Of hot water upstairs.
Uh oh.
Would you like to talk to me after the show?
Do you have a chair with a hole in it?
I can make one.
I
know.
I actually have all the tools around the corner.
I have a jigsaw.
Oh, I want to take a day to do all of that. I want to get a major full body massage. I want to go get steamed. I want to, you know, get a mani pedi type deal. I just want to, you know,
come on around 2410.
Uh oh,
I'll take care of you.
2410. That's why I need to play that number.
Wow. Yeah. And I say his first name. That's why
I gotta play that number. Because 2014 is KGB's address.
First of all, they don't know if we're telling the truth.
They can throw a lot of information.
No, not.
Oh, okay.
2410 and 24. I gotta play that.
I just said his first name.
And I know, baby. But it's okay. His name has been saved before.
First of all,
they got a lot of information today now.
Well, if you everybody come, knows it's like correct.
Boom. I see you.
What?
Wow.
Uh-huh. Put all the pieces together. And
by the trash lot.
By fit.
You're not that close to Philadelphia.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
At that landfill.
Fix them tracks.
You got something else?
Yeah.
What? I wonder
is
if they
any
have
trophies
ball
buried over there?
I wonder if they have any ball steaming.
I'm trying to do like what's my man?
Watch yourself.
What's my man?
Anal steaming.
What's dude? What's the? God damn! I can't think of his name.
Oh, rest in peace to B.B. King, man.
Yeah,
my
no
man,
doubt.
My man.
No doubt.
He will be missed. Did his thing.
You know what? Speaking of being missed, okay, real quick. I know we're about to end the show. But I just get tired. I think I had to get off social media. I had to take a social media break from all Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Because I just get tired of, you know, just the bullshit. But when people post, it's like they want to be the first person to post a RIP on somebody like B.B. King or something like that, and talking about your music, it will live last long and blah blah. But y'all don't post none of that shit. Y'all post none of that. I ain't never seen some of these people. I ain't never seen you put anything about right. Black history, none of that shit on your Facebook page. But just for the sake of being the first to know or right. One of the ones to give a dedication, an RIP to somebody, it's fucking irritating.
Or couldn't tell you a song that he wrote.
Couldn't tell you a damn. They couldn't tell you right. Couldn't tell you shit. It was funny. I was watching today, and I know that Matt Lauer, he likes, you know, stuff like that or whatever. But the other two ladies, I know y'all don't listen to B.B. King. And then it was like, so name a song that he would be most the thrill is gone. I'm like, of course,
right.
You would know that
and
song.
Somebody probably told him that.
Right. That's you what know? I feel like yeah. How B do up.
Because I didn't know he didn't own those restaurants.
Oh. His name was just slapped on it.
They just used his name. Mm-hmm. They paid him to use his name. That's all.
Yeah, but
one time.
Yeah, it's irritating.
Or one time.
One time.
Oh, man, I need that shit to keep that.
Let's get out of here, people. Doc?
Two finger, one finger.
Two fingers. Two. Do, 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 do. You know what? Two fingers to my Caps. man, they hung in there. They did what they had to do. I mean, I'm proud of them. But we always have a problem with the Rangers for some reason. Didn't we have a problem
Everybody
with them last
seemed
year?
To have a problem with the Rangers.
Man, God damn. I was like, man, we're going to do it this year. God damn it. Let me see. One finger to that heat. That shit is hot.
What?
It's coming. It's here, man. It's here. Lord, Lord, Lord. Yeah. But that's my two finger one.
15.
What you get?
Two fingers to the motherfuckers who be pulling out that motherfucking grill and don't have no goddamn charcoal.
Is that two fingers?
I mean, one finger.
You want to start with your one finger first.
One finger to the motherfucker that pulled out a grill.
Charcoal-less grill.
Right, and then had the nerve, the audacity to wait till I pull up and say, hey, go got some charcoal?
They didn't invite you over.
What they had? They had the what?
The who? The motherfucking charcoal grill.
No, you said the audacity.
The audacity.
There we go.
The audacity.
I'm like, man, you motherfuckers are fucking lazy.
No doubt. You're right. Like, Family Dollar right up the street.
Right, exactly.
They got the match light. Make it easy for you.
How about that? How about that?
And then had the nerd to ask me for some motherfucking Vaseline and shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
You about to get a massage?
By these what? Niggas? For a tattoo.
Hold on. For what kind of cookout you going to?
The nigga said, man, I just got a tattoo, man. You got any Vaseline?
Oh, that's tight. Oh, man, that's
must have looked like the type of dude to ask for Vaseline. I mean, would you
what would is you, your one? What is your two shining? Finger? What is your two finger? Bro, what's your two finger?
You must have been really, really shined up or something. Why did he ask you? Did he ask anybody else for Vaseline?
Two fingers to the weekend.
Okay,
it was a great
job.
Weekend.
Yes.
True, baby.
You reminiscing like shit.
Got your bag
too?
Did you have some?
I can start off with my one finger too. One finger to my AC-less vehicle for the second year. I forgot I ain't had AC last year. Oof. I had another vehicle to drive. But right now, I have no AC. It's hot as shit, but guess what? I was strong about it. Two fingers. Two fingers for being employed. I thank God for my job. I really do. I meet some good seniors, some good people, and I feel like I'm a blessing to a lot of them. And they give me compliments to let me know that I am doing a good job. So, two fingers to that.
No doubt. One finger. Two. The Wizards. And the Caps.
Oh, wow.
You motherfuckers get on my nerves.
What?
Point blank and period. And two fingers. Two fingers for good times, man. Just plain and simple, man. Just good times. It's just so hard to come by sometimes. Either way, we got to get out of here. Doc, any final words before we say goodbye to the people?
If God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bush.
I want all of you out of my house now! Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house! Out, damn spot! You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga! Out, goddammit! All of you out!